My name is Elizabeth Rodriguez. I'm 36 years old, lesbian, pronouns are she, her, hers.
My name is Cassandra Stevens. I'm 60 years old, and I am a lesbian, and I go by she, her, hers. I guess I was a late bloomer, so I really kind of, I won't say came out, but more or less transitioned in about 97, 98.
Oddly enough, I probably came out a year before you.
Okay.
I was about, I guess, 16 years old. Uh-huh. I was still in high school. And when I came out, it was junior or senior year or something, or somewhere around there.
You know that famous word, we're roommates?
Yeah.
You know? You know,
yes.
And you know,
I've used it.
I was roommates for a long time, you know, and there's like roommates with this woman, and then roommates with that one, you know.
Went through a lot of roommates.
Yeah. You know, you got a new roommate? Yeah, I do. You know, y'all are always doing things together. Yeah, we are. Yeah. You know, and so I think some of my biggest concerns coming out was my children, because they didn't know. I think that was my biggest concern. My mother, which I didn't feel like it was necessary to tell her, you know, she was much older and because of a lot of beliefs. But the last 6 months of her life, and this was a beautiful thing to me, my wife quit working to take care of her because we took care of her at home. And they went to the doctor one day and she said, "This is my daughter-in-law." And my wife was like, "Oh my God, she knows," which we knew she knew. We slept in the same room, you know. But it was like, oh, she knows. And she called me. She said, "Your mother just introduced me as her daughter-in-law." You know, and so that was acceptable to me. It was like, she knew the love that we had. And I think that was the one thing, is seeing the love that we had was very pure and real.
You know, I think when you talk about your mom saying, "Oh, this is my daughter-in-law," it's funny because, you know, it's not like I need to have a conversation with my family and say,
right,
this is what I am and this is what I'm doing. I think
right.
We had that conversation once. Uh-huh. we let time pass and we let it kind of just fall into a natural thing.
Yeah.
Now it's as simple as, you know, inviting my girlfriend to a family event or saying, "Hey, we should go to dinner," or
right,
whatever that might be. It's a very different
right
conversation now. Right. I don't have to say, "Okay, well, I'm dating this person and we're going to move in together." It's just like, "Hey, so-and-so and I are moving in together."
Right,
and
right,
it's very
right
different, and it's very nonchalant. It's
yeah,
there's not a big, there's not that anxiety about it. Yeah.
She's with the woman, yeah, and they're living together.
Well, and I think even internally, there's that anxiety isn't there, that
yeah,
how am I going to say this isn't mm-hmm there. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, "Oh, yeah, I'm looking at a condo," or "I'm mm-hmm looking at an apartment," and it just flies off your tongue
right,
like it's
right
normal.
The conversation is so much
exactly
better. I have friends from the past who knew me, I'm from West Texas, from Lubbock, and who knew me there. And it's amazing, I noticed this on Facebook. They'll celebrate my grandkids, they'll celebrate everything. And when I post pictures of me and my wife, I don't see any likes from them, you know. But the thing of it is if we want our lives to be normal, and I think that they are normal, you know, if we want our lives to be considered normal, I think we have to act normal. I don't get angry with them because they are not accepting.
Yeah.
I think if they were in my space now, not just in my social media space, but in my space right now, they would understand the relationship, you know. Because we teach people, we're all unique, just long as you're not too unique. And I think that's what we teach. You know, you just can't be real unique. You can't be transgender. You can't be a lesbian, but you can be unique. Be as much like me as you possibly can without going drawing outside the lines, you know. And I think that's what we taught, but we are teaching two different messages. We tell kids, don't be like anybody else, just long as you don't be too much different from who they are.
You know, what we're doing right now, I'm, you know, we're learning from each other.
Yes,
if we're not,
yes,
if we're not open to speaking outside of our inner circles,
mm-hmm,
then how are we ever going to learn? How are we going to progress?
Right.
You know, when I started getting involved in different groups and organizations here in Dallas, that was the one thing that I learned very quickly,
mm-hmm,
is, you know, you learn from those people that
mm-hmm
were there
mm-hmm
10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years
mm-hmm
ago in some cases,
mm-hmm,
because the story is very different and
mm-hmm
it's very different from mine. And maybe the overall theme might be
mm-hmm
similar. Maybe some of the events that happened,
mm-hmm,
but we saw things very differently,
right,
you know.
I think one of the most important things that, and we kind of discussed this, for the LGBT community to know is that you don't have to kick and scream for people to notice you. Be you, be confident, be, know who you are, and just be you. Some people will accept it and some won't.